Books on Tape presents The Sinner by Tess Gerritsen, read by Anna Fields. To my mother, Ruby J.C. Tom, with love. Prologue. Andhra Pradesh, India. The driver refused to take him any farther. A mile back, right after they passed the abandoned Octagon chemical plant, the pavement had given way to an overgrown dirt road. Now the driver complained that his car was getting scraped by underbrush, and with the recent rains there were muddy spots where their tires could get mired. And where would that leave them? Stranded 150 kilometers from Hyderabad. Howard Redfield listened to the long litany of objections, and knew they were merely a pretext for the real reason the driver did not wish to proceed. No man easily admits that he is afraid. Redfield had no choice. From here he would have to walk. He leaned forward to speak in the driver's ear, and caught a gamey whiff of the man's sweat. In the rearview mirror, where rattling beads dangled, he saw the driver's dark eyes staring at him.
"You'll wait here for me, won't you?" Redfield asked. "Stay right here on the road."
"How long?"
"An hour, maybe, as long as it takes."
"I tell you, there is nothing to see. No one is there anymore."
"Just wait here, okay? Wait. I'll pay you double when we get back to the city."
Redfield grabbed his knapsack, stepped out of the air-conditioned car, and was instantly swimming in a sea of humidity. He hadn't worn a knapsack since he was a college kid, wandering through Europe on a shoestring, and it felt a little would-be, at age 51, to be slinging one over his flabby shoulders. But he was damned if he went anywhere in this steam house of a country without his bottle of pure...